Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Chof Ches, and we are 11 lines from the bottom of Daf Chof Zayin Amid Beis, Eisevei Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina L'Rabbi Yochanan. Today's daf is being learned as a schos refuah shleima for Avadia ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Elazar Lipashala ben Feger Rachel, Sar Nechama bas Rus Malka, Baruch ben Rachel, Yisachar ben Hinda Liba, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Shlomo ben Rachel Devorah, Chayim Moshe Yeshua ben Malka, Shmuel Moshe ben Panina, and Esther Kreindel bas Devorah. Today's life is also being learned to Ilui Nishmas, Shlomo ben Yibadol, Chayim Toivim, Reb Chayim Doiv. So we're moving along in the very Geshmak Daffin in the beginning of Perek Arba Achin, which deals, the beginning, with the first Mishnah of the Perek, which discussed a situation where two sisters fall a Yibam. The case of the Mishnah is where there were four brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Reuven and Shimon were married to sisters, and they both died with no children. Thus, Reuven's wife and Shimon's wife both fell a Yibam to Levi and Yehuda. The Mishnah says, "Hare elu cholzois v'loy misyapmois." Levi and Yehuda are not allowed to do yibum; rather, they're both obligated to do chalitza. And the Gemara said two pshatim. What? One pshat the Gemara said is because yesh zika, being that yesh zika, each one of these sisters are yevamois, but they're also the sister of the other yevama, which means they're an achos zikuka. An achos zikuka, leman da'amar yesh zika, is an erva midrabanan. And as a result, you can't do yibum. You're forced to do chalitza. The Gemara gave another reason, and that is really ein zika, which would mean that these two sisters are not arayas midrabanan, because there is no halach of achos zikuka. Afal pikein, there's an iser yibum, mishum da'asa levatel mitzvah yevamim. And it's really based on a concern that if one of the brothers are going to do Yibum, which Lamanda Amar Ein Zika, he can, what happens if after he does the Yibum, the other brother dies? At that point, he's now the only brother that's available to do the Yibum, and he won't be able to do Yibum, or Chalitza for that matter. Because once he was Miyabim one of the sisters, the other sister's going to be an Achos Isha. If he does Chalitza, so then the other sister will never become an Achos Isha. But if he does Yibum, then she would be an Achos Isha. So because of a Chashash, that maybe after one brother does Yibum, the other brother will die, and that will then have caused Bitul Mitzvus Yevamim. So because of Asal Avatul Mitzvus Yevamim, the Allah is Hare Elu Chaltzais Filem. So the halacha of the Mishnah is very, very clear that if two sisters fall yibum, hari elu cholznois v'loy misyabmis. What's not clear is why. Two mahalchim in the Gemara, either because of yesh zika, there's an achay zikuka, or ein zika, and it's based on asa levatel mitzvah yivamim. Another thing that we mentioned yesterday, and that is that even though the Mishnah is talking about arba achim, where there were four brothers, really the aside of the Mishnah would be equally true if there were three brothers. If there were three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, Reuven and Shimon were married to sisters, they both died with no children, so that their respective almanas now fully yibum to Levi, the halacha would be, he has to do chalitza. Laman Dama Yesh Zika, he can't do Yibum with any one of the Yavamis because of Achay Zikuka. And Laman Dama Ein Zika, this is a very obvious Asa Levatel Mitzvah Yavamim. Because even if no person dies, he will be Mevatel Mitzvah Yavamim because he's the only brother. And once he does Yibum with one of the sisters, he won't have any Mitzvah Yibum or Chalitza with the other sister. The reason the Mishnah mentioned Arba Achin and not Gimel Achin was for ulterior reasons. To teach me a Chiddush, Laman Dama Yej Zika, that you say Yej Zika even when there are two Yavamim. And Laman Da Amar, it's because Asa Levatel Mitzvah Yavamim, to teach me that not only is there a Din Asa Levatel Mitzvah Yavamim, but we're even Chayesh Lemisa, and that will play a role in the din of Asa Levatel Mitzvahs Yevam. The Gemara, the last Gemara that we learned on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, brought a very important machloikis between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan as it relates to our Mishnah of Arba Achin, or in the more simple case of Gimel Achin. Again, same difference. And that is, what happens if after two sisters fall Yibum, one of the sisters would die? Would that change anything? Now, why would you think that that would change something? Because if the reason you can't be miyabim when there are two sisters that fall yibum is because of yesh zika and there's an achos zikuka, so then You can argue that as long as the two sisters are alive, there's an achoy zekuka. But once one of the sisters die, at that point there is no longer an achoy zekuka. Why not? Because achoy zekuka is just the rabbinic version of achoy sisha, and achoy sisha, the da'iraisa erva, is only in effect if both of the sisters are alive. But if one of the sisters die, at that point there's no Isser Achay Sisha. So no, if there's no Isser Achay Sisha on the Dairaisa level, it would make sense that there should be no Isser Achay Zekuka on the Rabbanon level as well. Which would mean that if one of the sisters now die, you can hear that the halacha would change. And instead of having to do Chalitza, maybe now you'd be able to do Yibo. According to the Mandama that holds Ein Zika, and the reason you have to do chalitza in the Mishnah is because of asal avatal mitzvahs yivamim. So it's pashut. If there are two yivamim alive and you do yibum with one, you're being mevatal mitzvahs yivamim. In the case of three achin, for sure. In the case of four achin, maybe. But the bottom line is, there's a sugya of asal avatal mitzvahs yivamim if there are two yivamim. Once one of the yivamim die, so at that point, by being miyabim the other sister, you're not being mevatal any mitzvahs yivamim because he can't do yibum on a yivamim that's not alive anymore. So mitzad hasvara, it makes perfect sense that if any one of the sisters would die, the halacha of the Mishnah should no longer be applicable, and at that point, the din should be, if you want to do Yibum, you could do Yibum. Stating that, it's not so partial. In fact, it's a machloikis Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Shita is Enochinami. According to Rav, if any one of the sisters would die, it doesn't matter which sister, meaning, doesn't matter if it's the sister that fell Yibum first, or if it's the sister that fell Yibum second, if either one of the sisters would die, the halach is, now you'd be able to do Yibum. Because the only reason you couldn't do Yibum was either because of Achay Zekuka, or because of Asal Avatal Mitzvah Yibamim, that's only a concern. If there are two Yibamis right now that are sisters that fell Yibum, once one of the Yibamis die, that's not a concern anymore, and if it's not a concern anymore, it's at that point, that's not something you're going to have to worry about. Rabbi Yochanan said, I agree, Rav, sometimes, but I disagree other times. Meaning it depends on which sister died. Was it the sister that fell Yibam first that died? Or was it the sister that fell Yibam second that died? Says Rabbi Yochanan. If it's the sister that fell Yibam second that died, then I agree, said Rabbi Yochanan to you, Rav, that the halach is now you're going to be able to do Yibam. However, if it's the sister that fell Yibam first that died, then you're not going to be able to do Yibam. And the reason is, because if the sister that fell Yibam first is the one that died, then that means that the Yivama that you want to be Miyabim now is the sister that fell Yibam second. The sister that fell Yibam second, at the moment that she fell Yibam, you were already not allowed to do Yibam. Because at that point, she was an Achay Zekuka. At that point, it was also Levatul Mitzvah Yivamim. So at that point, you did not have the right to be Miyabim her. And there's a rule that Kol Isha She'en Ani Koyriba B'Shas Nefila Yivama Yovah Yoleh Harei Ke'eshas Ach She'esh Lo'ibana V'asura. So that even if the circumstances are going to change, but being that at the time of the Nefila Yibam, you weren't able to be Miyabim her, so therefore the Allah is, even though now that Siba no longer exists, but you'll never be able to be Miyabim. Rabbi Yochanan says, you want to know, Rav, when I agree with what you just said? I agree in the event that the second sister is the one that died. So that the first sister, when she fell Yibum, really, she was the only sister, she was the only Yavama. So if Levi wanted to do Yibum, he could have done Yibum. What happened? Then his other brother died. So now all of a sudden you ran into problems of Achay Sekuka, you ran into problems of Asal Avatal Mitzvah Yavama. Now if that second sister dies, so now it's Hadra Le'Teira Rishon, being that she was Mutter at the time that she fell Yibum, so now she'll wait to be Mutter. Meaning, if the sister that was Aser at the time of the Nefila is the sister that now became Mutter, because the other sister is the one that died, then Rabbi Yochanan says, you can't do Yibum. Why not? Because Kol Isha Sheina Nikar B'Shas Nefila Yivam Yavu Yaleh Harei Keishas Ach Sheish Labanav Asura. If it's the sister that was once Mutter, then now is becoming Mutter again because the other sister is the one that died, so there you don't have Kalisha Shayna Nikar B'Shas Nefila Yivama Yavayala, because B'Shas Nefila she was Yivama Yavayala, so you don't have this din of Arei Keishas Ach Sheyesh Loibonim, and over there Rabbi Yochanan told Rav, I would agree with you. In other words, we have a machloikis between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan in the event of Arba Achim, or even Gimel Achim, when two sisters fall Yibum, what happens if the first sister that had fallen Yibum would die? According to Rav, you'd be able to Miyabim the second sister. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you would not be able to Miyabim the second sister. The Gemara says, does that mean Rav doesn't hold of the great halacha of Kol Isha Sheina Nikar B'Shas Nefila Yivama Yavu Yaleh Rei Keishas Ach Sheyesh Loibonim V'Asura? Can't be. You know why it can't be? Because you know who said it? Rav. This halacha was given to us by the great Amora Rav. So it's not possible Rav himself didn't know that this halacha. So Mar says, of course Rav held to the halacha. He's the Mara Deshmaita of this halacha. Rav said it, however, regarding an Achis Isha Deiraisa. He said it regarding Arayis Deiraisa. Over here we're dealing with an Achis Kuka Asalavata Mitzvah. We're not dealing with any Dine Deiraisa. So when we're dealing with only women that are also Liyabim because of the Rabbanans, over there it's not going to be Negeh. Either way, today's daf is going to begin with a more detailed discussion of this machloikis between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, and really more specifically, Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. Zoch digmar, Isvei Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina asked Rabbi Yochanan the following question from our Mishnah. Bo Achin, the Mishnah discussed four brothers. Beis Mem, Nesuyin, Beis Achoyes, two of the brothers were married to two sisters, Reuven and Shimon. Umesu, Hanesuyin, Esa Achoyes. And then the two brothers that were married to the two sisters, Reuven and Shimon, died. They left over no children. So that Eishes Reuven and Eishes Shimon were sisters, both fully Yibam, Televi and Yehuda. So the Allah is Arei Eilu, Cholzois, Veloy Misyatmois. So Levi and Yehuda have to do Chalitza, they can't do Yibam. Why not? Either because of Yesh Zika, Achis, Akuka, or because Asa Levatel Mitzvah Zivam. Freak the Gemara, Vamai. I don't understand why, according to Rabbi Yochanan, do they have to do chalitza, not yibum? I have an etzah. I have a way to be matur yibum in the Mishnah. How's that? Why doesn't one of the brothers, either Levi and or Yehuda, do chalitza to the second sister that fell a yibum? Once he does that, the zika between the brothers and that yivama is going to go away. If the zika goes away, so now there's no achoy zikuk anymore. There's no asa levatel mitzvahs yivamin anymore. So if the havi rishoyna legabi idach, so now the first one should suddenly become mutter again. She should be like a yivama shahutra that was mutter to do yibam, v'nesra, and then became asa for this interim period of time while the zika with the second sister existed. V'chadra v'hutra, now she became mutter again. Tachsel teirishin. So the halach is that she should be mutter. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chinin asked Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, why is the halach? Harelu chosis v'loy misyabnois. I understand that on some level, all the laws of Yibum need to be mitigated in the Mishnah. But there is an Eitzah to do Yibum. The Mishnah is talking as if there's no way in the world to do Yibum. It's a pashta way to do Yibum. All you need to do is do Chalitza to the Yivama that fell second. If you do Chalitza to the Yivama that fell second, so the first Yivama who was Mutter v'chas nefila, she was also while there was another Yivama in the picture. That Yivama is no longer in the picture. Not because she died. That was Rav and Rabbi Yochanan's case, but because Chalitza happened, so the Zika's gone. If the Zika's gone, now Tachzal Teira Rishon. So what's the problem? Now, the Gemara understands that if you would do Chalitza to the first Yavama, this wouldn't be an Eitz, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Because the second Yavama was Asra at the time that she fell a Yibum, and Rabbi Yochanan holds, even by Isuri de Rabbanim, Kalisha Shein Anikair, Babashas Nefili Yavama Yavayala, Harei Keishas Achshayesh Leibanim Vasura. But at the very least, you should be able to do Chalitza to the second one, and that would be Matter, the first one. Now, the Gemara brings a kasha that Rabbi Yosef Chanina asked Rabbi Yochanan. The truth is, this kasha could have been asked Aliba the Rav as well. And not only could this kasha have been asked Aliba the Rav as well, the kasha would have been even a better kasha Aliba the Rav. Because Aliba the Rav, it doesn't matter if you do chalitza to the second or if you do chalitza to the first. Rav doesn't hold of kol isha shein ani kerev b'shas lefil yivama yovela herei kesh esach sheish avonam asura. So it really wouldn't matter who you did the chalitza to. So why did the Gemara ask the question according to Rabbi Yochanan? It's pashit. Pashit Pshat is Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina was talking to Rabbi Yochanan. Eisnevei Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yochanan. They're having a conversation. If Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina was talking to Rav, he probably would have asked the kasha to Rav too, and he would have asked it, you know, with two thumbs, with more of a tkifos. But the Meisen, he was asking the kasha to Rabbi Yochanan. So he asked the kasha to Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan gave him a very shocking response. Amalei, so he told him, Achoyos Eini Yodena Mishanan. I don't know who said over this Mishnah. Rashi says, Koloimar. What does it mean? Any idea, right? Needs a little bit of help. Whenever Rashi says kloimar, that means there's something in the poshit pshat that's in a little chaser. Zu ain't a Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Dasa nitkai Mishnah." So after learning the Mishnah of Arba Achin, literally 50 times, Snok Rabbi Yochanan, I'll be honest with you, I don't know who said this. Any idea, Mishanon, Sinitkai Mishnah, Sinisht Oiskahalten. And the reason it's not Oiskahalten is because I don't think, in the case of Arba Achin, you can't do Yibum. I think you could do Yibum. Do Chalitza to the second, free up the Zika of the second Yivama, and now the first Yivama, who was Mutter at the time of the Nefilo, shall be Tachsa L'Teira Rishon, and as a result, everything is going to be okay. Zok to Gemara, so Rabbi Yochanan, because of this question, he dismissed the Mishnah. Achoyos Eini Yodea Mishanon. He completely obliterated a Mishnah. Now, you don't do that unless you have absolutely no option. Right? If there's no choice, you don't do it. And by the way, we know Rabbi Yochanan Shita, he holds halacha k'stam Mishnah. If there's anyone that ever gave credibility to a stam Mishnah, it's Rabbi Yochanan. He is the Amir in Shas that holds me paskin like stam Mishnah. And over here you have a Rabbi Yochanan who says, achoyos eini yedei mishanan. It means that Rabbi Yochanan must have tried every other option to be madchik, to kvetch a ray in his sheet in the Mishnah, and he struck out. He had no way of doing it. So the Gemara is going to walk us through this process. Why can you have to mekos the Mishnah? I think there could have been an eitz over here. You know what you could have said? He should have said, my chaltzes nabi diktani, chaletzes chada. Maybe what the Mishnah means when it says chaltzes is you have to do chalitza to one, meaning the second one, and once you do chalitza to the second one, and a chinami, you could do yibam to the first one. What did the Mishnah say? Mishnah said, areilu chaltzais. Okay, we're assuming that there's no tzad to do yibam. Maybe that's not what it means. Maybe areilu chaltzais means is you have to be chaylitz one. Out of the gate, you can't do yibam. Once two sisters fall yibam, you have yeshzika, you have asalavata mitzvah yavim, but at the same time, do chalitza to one. And if you do chalitza to the second one, according to Rabbi Yochanan, so then the first one's gonna be mutter. So why did Rabbi Yochanan not just say that? Chaltzis just means chaylatzis chada, do chalitza to one. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why Rabbi Yechid didn't like that pshat. Because chaltzis kitani, chaltzis is a lashon rabbim. It sounds like you have to do chalitza to both. For like, my chaltzis, chaltzis da alma. We had something similar on Chavzayin and Aleph. Soros is soros da alma. Maybe chaltzis means chaltzis da alma. Maybe when the Mishnah says, arelu chaltzis means that if you would have a bunch of cases like this, as we do throughout the Masechta, so every single time you have two sisters, the full yibum, you're always going to do chalitza to the second one. But the chaltzis lashon rabbim is not for the two Yevamos in this particular case. It's for all the Yevamos that fall Yibam in comparable cases. That second Yevamo always has a din chalitza. But the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechon didn't like that. Meaning, sometimes the Gemara will make such a doichik to make something work. About Harei Elu Ketani. Harei Elu, these women are chalitzos. It sounds like we're talking about the two Yevamos in this case. The Gemara says, V'leim the chalitz la the Rishayna. Maybe it's true. Harelu chaltzis means the two yavamas in this case, but maybe it's talking about where the person already did chalitza to the first yavam. So once he already did chalitza to the first yavam, so now there's no other option but to do chalitza with the second yavam. But Enochanami, had he not done chalitza with the first yavam, he could have done chalitza with the second yavam and done yibam with the first yavam. Right, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's only the first yavam that you would ever be able to do yibam with. The second yavam, you're not going to have the option to do yibam. But says the Gemara, maybe the reason it's Harelu Chaltzis is because he already did Yibam with the first Yivama. You did Chalitza with the first Yivama. Once you do Chalitza with the first Yivama, so it's not an option anymore to do Yibam. So that's why it's going to be Chaltzis Lashon Rabbim. But the Gemara says Chaltzis L'Katchila Ketani. It doesn't sound like we're talking about where something happened. It sounds like Arba Achin, two of them died, they left over, no children, two sisters, they fully Yibam. A person, the Levin Yehuda, they go to a Rav, we have a Shaila together, we are in a Matzav of Arba Achim, what are we supposed to do? And the Rav Paskins, Lichat Chilo, Harelu Chaltzis. So the Gemara, V'leim Alei, Kzeir Adom Lekadim Chaltz L'Rishayna Bereisha. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan could have maybe said a different tense. Why couldn't Rabbi Yochanan say that the Tana the Mishnah knew everything that he himself, Rabbi Yochanan, knew? The reason the Tana Mishnah says you have to do chalitza and you can't do yibam, isn't there an eitz to do chalitza to the second yavama? Yeah, in theory there is. However, it's only to the second yavama that you can do chalitza. You can't do chalitza to the first yavama. So maybe the Tana of the Mishnah was worried that if you're going to be mata the yibam with the first yavama after you do chalitza to the second yavama, you may end up being mata yibam with the second yavama after you do chalitza to the first yavama, and that's not an eitzah because the second yavama is already kolisha sheinani kareba b'shas nafilo. So maybe pshat in the Mishnah is because of Gzeira, meaning enochinami. Really, in a perfect world, it shouldn't be a problem. It's just that the Tana, the Mishnah, held that this Gzeira Dilma Kadam v'cholatz l'rishayna bereisha. But Rabbi Yochanan then shouldn't have to go to such an extreme and say, Achoyos eina yedeya mishanon, I have no avana in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan, I have avana in the Mishnah. The Tana of the Mishnah knows what you hold, but at the same time, he made a gzeira, being that it only works if you do chalitza to the second one and not the first one. So it's very obvious why he could have had ben chayesh, that what happens if you do it in the reverse? You do chalitza to the first and not to the second. So the Gemara says, the reason Rabbi Yochanan didn't think that that's what the Tana of the Mishnah held is because v'loy misyab mois ketani. The lashon of the Mishnah was, Harelu chaltzis v'loy misyab mois deleka din yibum hachaklat. It sounds like there's no din yibum here at all. Beit Gemara, v'loy melei gzeira shema yamos, v'also levatel mitzvah yavim. Beit Gemara, why did Rabbi Yochanan have a different etzah? Rabbi Yochanan could have said that maybe the Tana of the Mishnah Although up until now we've been saying that you can learn the Mishnah Yesh Zika, and the reason I read Lechaltzis Lemis Yabmos is because of Achay Zikuka, or you can learn that the time of Mishnah holds Ein Zika, and the reason I read Lechaltzis Lemis Yabmos is because of Aslavato Mitzvah Yavam. The Gemara says that if the time of the Mishnah would hold Ein Zika, and the reason Chaltzis Lemis Yabmos is because of Aslavato Mitzvah Yavam, so then you can hear very, very clearly why it wouldn't make sense to make a Gzeira and say that don't be choleitz the second to be matur yibam with the first, otu you might be choleitz the first and end up doing yibam with the second. If, however, the reason that it's choleitz v'lo misyabmos is because of yesh zika and achay zekuka, so over there the Gemara holds that it's not mistaber to make this gzeira. Now, what the difference is not so clear. I in the Rishonim, Tosfos talks about this a little bit, to try to give a little bit of a hesber. It's a long Rashi, but the Rashi really just sets up what the Gemara is trying to say without so much giving the svara and the hesber. But the Gemara is tining now that if Pshat in the Mishnah would be Alz Ein Zika V'Asa Levatom Mitzvahs Yevamim, so then you can hear a little bit better why it would make sense to make a gzera and therefore, we would say that don't be chaylitz the shniyah to be matah the rishayna. Otu, you might be chaylitz the rishayna to be matah the shniyah. But maybe enochinami. Here's the punchline. If the Tana of the Mishnah held Yesh Zika, and the Isser is only because of Achay Zekuka, then it really would be a Netzah to go ahead and to be Chaylitz the Shnia, to be Mata the Rishayna. And if the reason that Harelu Chaltzais is because of Yesh Zika, there for some reason there's no Svara to make a Gzera that don't be Chaylitz the Shnia to be Mata the Rishayna, Otu you might be Chaylitz the Rishayna to be Mata the Shnia. Either way, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan didn't want to learn the Mishnah that way, because Rabbi Yochanan Lamisa Loi Chayesh, because Rabbi Yochanan himself is not Chayesh Lamisa. So it's a big shaila whether we are Chayesh Lamisa or not Chayesh Lamisa. And the only way you can learn the Mishnah of Choltes Voy Misyabmois and Ein Zika Asa Levato Mitzvahs Yevamin is if you're also Chayesh Lamisa, like we spoke at in the introduction, like the Gemara says in the beginning of the parak. So being that it's predicated on Chashin and Lamisa, Rabbi Yechon didn't hold of Chashin and Lamisa, and therefore he didn't want that to be Pshan in the Mishnah. So again, Rabbi Yechon is knocking out a Mishnah because he has no Eitzah how to learn the Mishnah. We're just trying to make the Mishnah work. So Rabbi Yechon shouldn't have to go to such an extreme and say, Achoyes Eni Adeh Mishon. So Gemara says, Valei Malei, Rebbe Lozahi, why didn't Rabbi Yechon say that Enochanami? In theory, if you would ask me, I would hold when two sisters fall yibum, do chalitza to the second sister that fell yibum, and then you'll be able to miyabim the first one. The Mishnah it's mavur not that way. True, but it's not because achoyos eini yodeya mishanon. Maybe it's because the tan of the Mishnah is Rabbi Lazar. What does Rabbi Lazar hold? The Amar. Rabbi Lazar is the one that gave us this famous memory that kivin sham da olav shachas beiser nesr olav ilamis. That once a woman falls liyibum and she's aser for a shachas, that lacha she's always aser. Now, what do you see in Rabbi Lazar more than Kol Yevama Shein Ani Kerba B'Shas Tefili Yevama Yavo Yalel Harei Keshazach Sheyesh Labanim Asura? Kol Yevama Shein Ani Kerba B'Shas Nefila is Davka B'Shas Nefila, right? Emphasis on B'Shas Nefila. So that's when you have that halacha. Rabbi Lazar said that if there's any point in time where a woman is Aser to Yibum, even if it wasn't B'Shas Nefila, that halacha is she's going to be Nesra Elamas. So Enochanami, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan say, I agree, I don't hold like the Tana of the Mishnah. Meaning I hold that if you do Chalitza to the Shnia, you would be able to be Miyab in the Rishon. I from the Mishnah, Harelu Choltzois, Vle Misyab Mois, you see clearly that's not the halacha. Enochanami, but not because Achoyos Enidei Mishnah, not because his Mishnah is Mishnah, and we have to just push it or hide the Mishnah in Geniza because there's no Havana of the Mishnah. So yeah, Havana, it's going according to Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar holds Nesra. Nesra is Lav Dafka at the time of the Nefilah. So therefore, that's why the time of the Mishnah holds that if you chayil to the Shni, it's not going to help. So why did Rabbi Yechon just learn that way? Again, it's just, why would Rabbi Yechon knock out a Mishnah? He could have very plausibly said that the Mishnah means Rabbi Lazar. So the Gemara says, committed to say for Rabbi Lazar, Rachel, Rabbi Lazar, because he knew the time of Mishnah couldn't be Rabbi Lazar, because the safe in the Mishnah mentions Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar was actually mentioned in our Mishnah with regards to what happens b'diavad when two sisters fall yibum, if the brothers went ahead and they did yibum. So the Mishnah said, Rabbi Lazar, it's mamash the next line of the Mishnah. See, Rabbi Lazar was already mentioned in the Mishnah. Now, truth is, if you look back in the Mishnah mentions Rabbi Eliezer, Oimer, not Rabbi Lazar. But from this Gemara, it's clear that the proper gears in the Mishnah was Rabbi Lazar, not Rabbi Eliezer. And if that's the case, being that Rabbi Elazar is mentioned later in the Mishnah, so it's mashma that the Reish of the Mishnah is not Rabbi Elazar, and the Reish of the Mishnah doesn't hold of the din of Nesra, and if it doesn't hold of the din of Nesra, so Rabbi Yechon says, I don't know who the Tana of the Mishnah is. Must be Achoyes, any day of Mishnah, must be something wrong. Abazok, the Gemara still have an eight. So, the name of Ludonov of Asachas, why don't we just say that the Mishnah is talking about where the two sisters fell to Yibam at the same exact time? Maybe there was no first and no second. So there's no way to be Bichaylitz the second. Bichaylitz the second, it presupposes that there's a second. But if there's no second sister, so there's no way to go ahead and be Bichaylitz the second one. And Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and maybe the Tanimish is going to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. I'm actually saying, right, Rav Shas is always a machloik is whether we can ever assume in our cases that two things can happen simultaneously. Basically, is the shita that holds efshur litzamtzein. It's possible for two things that happen literally simultaneously at the very, very same second. So Zokimar, maybe the Mishnah of Arba Achin, you have to add a knei, just talking about where the two sisters fell to Yivam at the same time, and that's why Harei Elu Cholzleis V'loim Mesiyabes. But you want to know who the Tana of the Mishnah is? It's Rabbi Yossi Aglili and efshur litzamtzein and Hachav Mayaskina, where they happen at the same second. And if they happen at the same second, therefore you have no choice but to do chalitza because there's no second one, but the Gemara says, "I saw some Latanic Rabbi Aglili." Rabbi Yochanan didn't think that there would ever be a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Yeah, there is such a sheet, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, of a Stam Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi Aglili. That's already pushing it. See, he didn't think that was an Eitzah. Fedim of Alei Melei. Why don't we say that the case of the Mishnah is talking about the Liadin and Hainafel Bereisha? We don't know which one fell first. Which in the world of Yevamis, right, that certainly makes sense. And all the cases of people being Megadish Nashim, and they don't really know what's happening. So, not such a Rachel Kukim. Maybe so. We don't know who was first, and therefore, I really L'chol Tzav L'Misyabis. Meaning, not like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that they literally happened at the same time. No. They didn't happen at the same time, but we just don't know which happened first. So, if we don't know who was second, so there's no Eitzah to go ahead and be Chaylitz L'Shniya. But the Gemara says, Yachi, if that's the case, I knew Diktani, how will you explain what the Mishnah meant when it said, Kodmu V'Kansu Yotziu? The Mishnah says that if two sisters fully even to two brothers, Dalach is Chalzis Vulay Misyavis. Now, what happens if they did Yibum? So the Mishnah said, Yoitziu, they have to give a get. We don't let them live together, even Bidiyevet. These things go into effect not only but even b'di'evit we force them to get divorced. The Gemara says, I understand the first brother why we would force him to give a get. Who gave you a right to do this? So being that you violated this issur the rabbanon, the issur of aril chalzav l'misyamis, so we force him to give a get. But the second one, Amar, he could say chavroi shniyah yibem anor rishayna miyabe. My Chaver, he was Miyabim, my brother, the second sister that fell. I'm being Miyabim, the first sister that fell. The first sister that fell was Mutter when she fell. There was a problem when there was a second sister. Just like Chalitza would not get out, like the Gemara is saying, Yibam, of course, would also not get out. So it's Chazur Latera Rishon. So I'm being Miyabim, the first one. So why are you forcing me to give a get? That's Rabbi Yochanan held. And just to explain that last Gemara a little bit better, which Rashi does, and that is we saw in the very gishmaka, very festa daf chav gimel amid beis. That was the case where the Gemara was talking about a man married a woman. He's not sure who she is, but he narrowed it down to two sisters. And then we had the case where there were two people that married two women, two sisters, one married one sister, the other married the other sister, and there's a whole confusion of who was who. And the halach is that kanu v'kansu, if they go b'diyevet and they do yibum, which they weren't supposed to do in the event that they both died, and now the yivamin are in play. Right, so if they went ahead b'diyevet, they did yibum, the halach is we allow them to stay married. And the Gemara asks the kasha, why is it different than arba achin? Arba achin, when two sisters fall yibum, kanu v'kansu, and over there the halach was kanu v'kansu, ain't and the Gemara said the chilek is because by Arba Achin there's no suffix. We know for sure they violated an isser. Over there it's only a suffix isser. Because it's only a suffix isser, by a suffix isser, the halach is kadmu v'kansu ein mitzin oisim yadon. That Gemara is the premise of what ultimately bothered Rabbi Yochanan. Because you see from here that whenever it's a suffix, the halach is kadmu v'kansu ein mitzin oisim yadon. It's based on that Mishnah of Gibbon Lamed Beis. It's only when you're vadai violating an Issa that the halacha is kadmu v'kansu meitzin oisim yadon. Now, by Arba Achin, what's the halacha? Kadmu v'kansu meitzin oisim yadon. And it's true for both brothers. Tainid Rabbi Yochanan, why is it true for both brothers? It should be true for the first brother. It shouldn't be true for the second brother. The first brother vadai violated the Issa of Cholzos v'leim misyabnis. Whether it's Achai Skuko, whether it's Asa Levatel Mitzvah Siyabin. But the second brother didn't vadai. Why not? Because the second brother, to the extent that he was, that the first brother was Miyabim, the second sister to fully Yibum, So then the second brother is being miyabim the first sister that fell a yibum. And the first sister that fell a yibum, according to Rabbi Yochanan, would be mutter, because tachsa l'teira rishon. So from the fact that the Mishnah said that both brothers, kadmu v'kansu, might see a noisan miyadon, that's what disturbed Rabbi Yochanan. That's the part of this mission that Rabbi Yochanan said, I have no way of reconciling. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan said, that achoyos ene dem ishanon, I have no way how to give zechaneitza, I don't know who the tana of this Mishnah is. Tanan, moving along with this same note. Hoysa achas men asura le'echad iser'er. The Mishnah said, that what happens if two sisters fall yibum? One of the sisters was an erva to one of the brothers. So the halacha is asurba umuter ba'achaisa. This brother will be asur to the erva. However, he'll be allowed to be miyabim to other yavama. The reason is because that other yavama is not an achais zekuka. There's no asur levatal mitzvah yabmin over here. It's because there's only one yavama that fell yibum, and because there's only one yavama that fell yibum, because the erva doesn't fully yibum at all, so therefore there's not going to be a problem. Dasheni, the other brother to whom none of the yavamas are an erva, also b'shteim, that brother is not going to be able to be miyabim any of these two yavamas. Zok Gemara, solka daitach. We're going to make an assumption that the case was the nafla chamoise tchila, that the erva, we're just picking chamoise as an example, was the first sister to fall. Meaning, the sister that was an erva to one of the yevamim was the one that fell first. Again, two sisters fell a yevam. One of the sisters is an erva to one of the yevamim. So, kosol kedaitach, that Talach and Mishnah is talking about, we are the chamoy. So, the one that's an erva to one of the yevamim fell first. So, if that's the case, straight to Gemara, v'amai. So, why is the halacha that the sheni is asa b'shneim? Leki chason, let the chason, he's the son-in-law of this chamoysoi that fell a yibum. He's the brother that is allowed to be miyabim, the other sister, liyabim hachte ena chamoysa bereisha. Let him be miyabim, the second sister that fell. He has a din that he's allowed to be miyabim her. V'tahave chamoysa legabi idach, so then the chamoysa is going to be for the brother that she's not his chamoysa, ki yivama shohutra, a yivama that was mutter, because at the time that she fell the yivam, she was mutter. Finestra, then she became maser. The chazra v'hutra, now she's mutter again. Why? Isn't she an achay zukuka? No, because the brother, the other brother, was already miyabim the sister, so the halach is tachsel teira rishon. Now she should be mutter again. So why shouldn't you be able to do that? So the Gemara asks another kash on the Mishnah. If Rabbi Yochanan is true, that Rabbi Yochanan holds that if the second sister Zika goes away, why? Because she died, or because of chalitza, or because of yibum. So then the halach is tachsel teira rishon, the first sister will be mutter. So why is it so pashrit that in the case where one of the yavam is an erva to one of the brothers, that the other brother, to whom none of the yavamas are arayas, has to do chalitza to both, there's an etza where that other brother should also be able to do yibum. Because think that one of the brothers could be miyabim one, let that brother be miyabim one, knock out the zika, and as a result, there won't be an achay zikuka for the other brother at all. Now, which one would he have to be miyabim? He would have to be miyabim the second one, because according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's only the second one that's tachsel l'teira rishon. The first one is kol yavam sheina anikar b'vashasta fili yavam yavay alel harei keishasach v'yesh my banim v'asru loylam. But the bottom line is, in the event that the chamoysa is the one that fell first, so the other one, the one that the brother to whom one is an erva, is going to be miyabim, is the second one. So let that now free up and allow the other brother to be miyabim the chamoy. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Amar Rapop, Rapop said, Ena chinami, can go the nafla hachte ena chamoy se bereisha. It's talking about where the one that was not chamoy se is the one that fell first. If the one that was chamoy se fell first, so then the brother to whom one is a chamoy se could be miyabim the second one. So then the chamoy se should be mutaliyibim to the other brother. Abahacham amayas inon, where it's the chamoisa that fell second. So the only one that the brother could be miyabim is the first one. And if the only one that the brother could be miyabim is the first one, being miyabim the first one is not going to help the other brother be miyabim the second one, because the second one was asa b'shas nafilo, and as a result, she's going to remain asa forever. And if that's the case, that's not going to help us in any way. The Mishnah said, Rabbi Lazar Oimer, right, the girsa of our Mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer, but we saw a few lines ago that the proper girsa is Rabbi Lazar, that what happens in the event that two sisters fall yibum to two brothers, and then the brothers went and they did yibum. So again, they weren't supposed to do yibum, but they went anyways and they did yibum. So what's the halacha? So Rabbi Eliezer said Beishamay, and Beishamay says Yikayim, Beisulam Yotziu, Beisul says Yotziu. So according to Beishamay, they can stay married. According to Beisul, no, they're not allowed to stay married, which is what the Mishnah paskin. The Mishnah said Yotziu, it's based on Shitas Beisul. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's really Machlokes Beishamay and Beisul. According to Beishamay, the halacha is Yikayim, and according to Beisul, the halacha is Yotziu. Tanya, we learned to the Braisa, Rabbi Eliezer said Beishamay, I mean Yikayimu, U Beisul, I mean Yotziu, like we have it in our Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon said Yikayimu. Shimon didn't get involved in Mishnah and Bisul. He just simply said the halachas yikaimu. Abishol said it was a machlokes Mishnah and Bisul, but the reverse of the way Rabbi Lazar had it. He said kal hoyu lehem lebisul b'davazer. The Bisul was makel in this inyan. Bisham is the one that said yotziu. Bisul loymer yikaim. Bisul is the one that said yikaimu. So the Gemara says Rabbi Shimon came out. So again, according to Rabbi Lazar, it's a machlokes Mishnah and Bisul. According to Abishol, it's machlokes Mishnah and Bisul. According to Rabbi Lazar, Bisham is the one that's makel, which is counterintuitive. Beisilul's machmer. Beisilul says yoytziu. According to Abishol, it's just the opposite. Beisham is the one that says yoytziu, and Beisilul is the one that says yikaimu. Rab Shimon simply said yikaimu. He never quoted Beisham and Beisilul. So the Gemara says, where Rab Shimon said his halach, he must have known it was a machlokes Beisham and Beisilul. So when he said yikaimu, he was paskening either like Beishamai or like Beisilul. The problem is, we don't know if he was paskening Beisham and Beisilul. Why not? Because it's machlokes what Beishamay said and what Beisul said. So depending on whether Beishamay said Yikaimu or Yotziu, that will determine whether he's passing like Beishamay or he's passing like Beisul. So the Gemara is trying to understand a little bit better Shitas Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon came out, Iki Beishamay, if Reb Shimon holds like Beishamay, if Reb Shimon was passing like Beishamay when he said Yikaimu, then Hainu Reb Elazar. Obviously, he's Reb Elazar Shita. He holds that Beishamay said Yikaimu, Beisilul said Yotziu. And Iki Beisilul, if when he said Yikaimu he meant Beisilul, then Hainu Abishol. Then obviously he's passing like Abishol. Abishol is the one that said that according to Beishamay it's Yotziu, and according to Beisilul it's Yikaimu. So who's Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon is being presented like a third shita, but is he really a third shita? I mean, either he's Beishamay or he's Beisilul, and depending on whether he's Beishamay or Beisilul, that will determine whether he's really passing like Reb Elazar, he's passing like Abishol. So why are we presenting Reb Shimon as if he's a drita shita? It doesn't seem to be a drita shita. So the Gemara says, "Achi Kamar, he really is a third shita, because where Reb Shimon holds his like Nechu Beishamay Beisilul B'davarza, he held that there really was no machlokes. And when he said Yikaimu, because he held everybody held Yikaimu. So Reb Elazar held it was machlokes Beishamay Beisilul. Abishol held it was machlokes Beishamay Beisilul. Reb Elazar had machlokes Beishamay Beisilul one way. Abishol had machlokes Beishamay Beisilul another way. What did Reb Shimon hold? There is no machlokes Beishamay Beisilul at all. Rather, everybody holds that halach is going to be yikaimu. So they're moving along in the Mishnah. So we're still in this first Mishnah in Perek Arba Achin. And the Gemara now from here until the end of today's daf is going to focus on the second part of the Mishnah. Now, the Gemara's focus of the second part of the Mishnah is theft. But it's also something that we've seen already. We've seen it multiple times. The Mishnah, after it said that when two sisters fall yibum, Dalochis Harelu Cholzis Velem Misyabmois, said that what would be if one of the sisters was an erva to one of the brothers. So then the halacha is that the brother to whom one of the sisters is an erva obviously can't be miyavim the erva. That's the first mishnah in the Masechta. But ironically, there'll be a kula, and that is he will be able to be miyavim the sister. The reason is because only one sister is falling liyavim. So if only one sister is falling liyavim, there's no achay zakuka, and there's no asalavat mitzivam. So it's pachin, and it's going to be mutter. So the Mishnah went on and went through all the different cases. What happens if one of the sisters is an erva to one of the brothers? So that brother will be able to miyavim the other sister, but the yavam to whom both sisters are not arayas would have the regular din of erev lochotzis for leah misyabes. Then the Mishnah said, what would be if one of the sisters is an erva to one of the brothers and the other sister was an erva to the other brother? Also, then the Mishnah said, okay, very simple. Hasur lezem uteres lezem, hasur lezem uteres lezem. It's the same exact thing. And then the Mishnah concluded and said, v'zuhi sha'amru. This is what the Mishnah meant when it said, on daf chaf amid aleph, that achoyso kishihi yevimta oichay letzes oimis yabemis. What was that line referring to? When we learned daf chaf amid aleph, we acknowledged that that line is a little sussum. It's not clear what it means. What it means is that when you have two sisters that fully yibum, and one of the sisters is an erva, then the sister that's not the erva, that's the achoyso kishihi yevimta. The sister that's not the erva is oichay letzes oimis yabemis, because the erva doesn't fully yibum. So the other sister, there's no achay zakuka, there's no asalavatam etzivam, and as a result, that's what the halacha is going to be. So says the Gemara, Hoysa achas mehem b'chulo, hatanina chad zimra. The Gemara asks the obvious question, right? This is something that we've been feeling all along, maybe never fully expressed it, but it's a very, very obvious question. You have the Mishnah Daf Chav Amid Aleph that mentions the halacha v'chosik kishi yevim to'ichay letzis oimis yevemes. Then the Mishnah Daf Chav Av, it comes back and it really acknowledges the same exact halacha, albeit in yeser detail. So why do we need it on Daf Chav and need it again on Daf Chav Av? And being that Daf Chav was mentioned first, so the Gemara is asking it as a kasha on Daf Chav Av. Why does the Mishnah on Daf Chav Av have to tell me this halacha of achosik kishi yevim to'ichay letzis oimis yevemes, albeit the longer version of it? We had it already in Daf Chav. Daf Chav, the Mishnah said that achosik kishi yevim to'ichay letzis oimis yevemes. So I know the halacha. So once I know the halacha in Daf Chav, so I know the halacha. Why is it something that has to be mentioned again? The Gemara says tzrich diash min hasan, because had I only had the Mishnah on Daf Chav, I would have thought mishum the lekel amigzer. The case on Daf Chav was where there were three brothers. Two of them were married to sisters, they both died, and now these two Yevamis fully Yevam to this one brother. So if one of them is in Erva, the halach is, you don't have a problem, you don't have a problem, our Mishnah is talking about Arba Achim, there were four brothers, so that the two sisters fell Yevam to two brothers. Now in this case, one of the sisters is in Erva to one of the brothers. But the other brother, none of the sisters are an erva to. So it's true for the one brother to whom one of the sisters is an erva, achoysa kishi yevim to the other sisters, chayletzes ayim yisyabemes. But for the other brother to whom none of the sisters are an erva, dalach is for both of the sisters, harei elu chaltsois v'loim yisyabemes. So the Gemara says, you see, it's not the same case. In the Mishnah Daf Chav, there's only one brother in town. This one brother is going to be able to do Yibum to the other sister, because only one sister fell the Yibum. In our mission, there's really two brothers. One could do Yibum to one of the Yevamas, the other one can't do Yibum to any one of the brothers. You could see why maybe there'd be Makom to make a Gzera. Don't let the brother that's allowed to do Yibum to one of the sisters do Yibum to that sister, until as a Gzera that the other brother may also do Yibum to one of the Yevamas, and that's not something he's allowed to do. So the Gemara says, Ashmin and Hassan, had I only had the Mishnah on Daf Chav, I would have thrown Mishum to Lekel Migzah Mishum Shani. There is no other brother. So being that there's no other brother, there's no reason to make Gzeira. So there's no Achay Zakuka, there's no Asad Vat Mitzvah Yavim. Thus, the Din Achay Zakishi Yavim to Chelet Slaymis Yavim is Aval Hachadik and Migzah Mishum Shani. But over here, where there's another brother, Amalois, I would have thought that maybe don't let this one brother go ahead and do Yibum to the other sister because of Gzeira that the other brother might also. Right, once you start telling me this brother like this, this brother like that. So now you're going down a slippery slope. So therefore, Chazal maybe would have made exact. Yes, Minun Hach. Okay, so let us just say the Mishnah Daf Chavav. Why do I need the Mishnah Daf Chav? So the Gemara says, Mishum de Iko Sheini de Kamuchach. The reason is because Chazal was still worried that ordinarily when two sisters fall Yibam, you can't do Yibam. Right? Why not? Or because of Yesh Zika. And this problem, Lacha is a Kuka. Now, if one of the sisters is an Ervitz Mutter, Chazal were a little paranoid about this. Because they said, oh, you're going to be matter two sisters when one sister's an erva. You may end up being matter two sisters even when one of the sisters is not an erva. So maybe that's a reason we should make a gzeira. So the Gemara says like this, had I only known the Mishnah Chavav, so I would have said, you know when we don't worry about that? When there's two Yevamin, one of the Yevamin is going to be allowed to be miyavim one of the sisters, but the other Yevam won't. Being that one of the two Yevamim will not be able to be Miyabim, the other sister, so you see this at the Namachai Zakuka. So the slippery slope is not so slippery. Because what are you worried about? Oh, people are going to say there's no such thing of Achai Zakuka. It's not true. Look at the other brother. Look at Yehuda. Yehuda's not doing Yibum to any of them because there's an Achai Zakuka. So why Levi? Yeah? Oh, Levi, yeah, because one of them is an Ervas, so there's no problem over here. But being that there's another brother that's adhering, he's observing the law of Achai Zakuka, there's maybe less of a reason to be concerned. Aval, Hassan, but in the Mishnah Daf Chav, the Lekesheni, where all there is one brother, Emaloi, maybe over there, we should not say Achai Zakishi Yevimta because people might think there's no Allah of Achai Zakuka. It's Richa, therefore we need a Mishnah Daf Chav, a Mishnah Daf Chavav. Why? One Mishnah is talking about when there's one brother, meaning Gimel Achin, and the other Mishnah is talking about where there's two brothers, meaning Arba Achin. The Mishnah then said, Isser Mitzvah, the Isser Kedusha, what's the halacha? So over there, the halacha is Chayletzis V'loim Misyabemis. What does this mean? Again, everything in the Mishnah is talking about where there's four brothers, two of them are married to sisters. The two brothers that were married to sisters die. One of the sisters was an Isser Mitzvah or an Isser Kedusha to one of the brothers. What does Isser Mitzvah mean? She was a Shnias La'rayas. What does Isser Kedusha mean? Chayvi Lavin or Chayvi Lavin Ve'esen. So over there, the halacha is that the other sister is going to be Asa Liyibam. Meaning, in contrast to where one of the sisters is an Erva, then we say, if the one sister wasn't an Erva, but she was a Shnias Medivri Soifim, or a Chavi Lavin and a Chavi Lavin Ve'esen, so over there the halach is going to be that as it relates to the other sister, if you want to do Yibam, you will not be able to do Yibam. What's Pashup Shah? What's the difference? The difference is an Erva doesn't fall Yibam. So if an Erva doesn't fall Yibam, when an Erva falls Yibam, there's no Zika. So if there's no Zika, so now there's no Yesh Zika with regards to the other sister. Let's just focus on that mandama. But an Isra Mitzvah, Isra Kedusha does fall Yibam. There is a Zika. V'haraya, she needs Chalitza, Medairaisa. So being that she needs Chalitza, really there is a Zika. So if there's a Zika, so there's an Achay Zekuka. If there's an Achay Zekuka, so therefore the other sister that's not Issa Mitzvah, that's not Issa Kedusha, is going to have it in Chalitza. Abazak the Gemara, I hear the point. It's a very, very geshmaka point. Abba Hatanina, don't we know this already? Meaning, if the Mishnah here in Arba Acha wouldn't have told this to me, I would have known it anyways. How would I have known it? I would have known it from the Mishnah Daf Chav. Because the Mishnah Daf Chav said, Issa Mitzvah, Issa Kedusha, Chalitza, let me see Abemes. So once I know that Issa Mitzvah, Issa Kedusha, Chalatz, Vemis, Abemis, I know there's a Zika. If I know there's a Zika, I know there's a Yesh Zika. So if I know there's a Yesh Zika, so I know the halach is that there's going to be an Achay Zekuka. So why do I need the Mishnah to chazir it over here in the Mishnah of Arba Achen? So the Gemara says, no, Hasam Issa Mitzvah L'chuda, Hacha Issa Mitzvah V'achaysa. It's true. The Mishnah and Avchav already said Issa Mitzvah, Issa Kedusha, Issa Chalatz, Issa Vemis, Abemis. But in that case, we were talking about where there was no sister. Yuvama fellow Yibum, she's an Isser Mitzvah, she's an Isser Kedusha. So the Mishnah said, Alacha, Chayletzes Veloy Messiah Bemis. Our Mishnah is talking about where two sisters fellow Yibum, one of the sisters is an Isser Mitzvah, or an Isser Kedusha, and the other one is not. Over here, I would have thought maybe the law of Isser Mitzvah doesn't apply. Why? Because I would have thought, Lekum Isser Mitzvah, Bimakim Isser Erva Vitisyabim. Let's view the Isser Mitzvah as if she would be an Isser Erva. Let's make believe there's no Zika at all, so that there won't be an Achay Zekuka, so that you'll be able to be Miyabim, the other sister. Meaning, it's true, really, an Isser Mitzvah falls Liyibam. But at the same time, maybe, being that over here, the halach is chaylatzis v'loimis yabemis, and by telling me that she falls the yibum, you're creating a yesh zika, which is not allowing you to be miyabim, the other sister. So maybe, once Chazal already went down the road of treating Issa Mitzvah, Issa Kedusha, as being a woman that doesn't fall the yibum, right, you can't do yibum, all you can do is chalitza. So maybe we would take it to an extreme, even though it's not so mistaber, but maybe we would anyways push it to allow this other woman to be able to do Yibam. Kamash Malan, that's the Chiddush, that's not something you're allowed to do. I'm afraid the Gemara of it is Yabim, what you're telling me, that you should be able to do Yibam with the other sister, given the Eiraisa, Midairaisa, Rami Kameh, Kapoga Bacha Zukukah. So what kind of svar is this? At the end of the day, the Issa Mitzvah, Issa Kedusha falls the Yibam. So if she falls the Yibam, there's a Zika. That means the other sister is an Achay Zukukah. If the other sister is an Achay Zukukah, so what would be the Havimini you should be able to do Yibam? So Mar says, no, what we just explained. Over here, you're doing it l'shem mitzvah. Meaning that you're doing it l'shem mitzvah. Again, achay zekuka is only an issa d'rabbanon. So meaning that it's only an issa d'rabbanon. So maybe with a woman that fell, the one that's usher is an issa mitzvah, issa kedusha, we would look at her as if she's an erva mamish, so that there won't be a yesh zika, there won't be a yesh zika, the other sister won't be an achay zekuka, will allow her to do yibum. So even though ordinarily there's a din of achay zekuka, but maybe in this case we would bypass the law of achay zekuka, kamash malon, that's not something that we do. The Mishnah said, "Hoisa achas mehen v'chulu." What's that referring to? That's referring to when, again, two sisters fell yibum. One sister is an erva to one yavam, and the other sister is an erva to the other yavam. So the Mishnah said, in this case, both of the yavamim are allowed to do yibum. To who? To the sister that's not an erva to them. Meaning, to the one that's an erva to the brother. Why do we need this case? I mean, you already mentioned this chiddush really on Daf Chav. We mentioned it again when there are two brothers on Daf Chavav. I need to even know it in a case where the two sisters are each an erva to one of the brothers. What's the point in telling me that? Mali lechad, mali letre. What's the difference if one of the sisters is an erva to one of the brothers, but none of the sisters are an erva to the other brother? Or if where one of the sisters is an erva to one of the brother and the other sisters an erva to the other brother? Again, we understand why we needed to know this halacha where there are two brothers. The Gemara addressed that on Amud Aleph. But we know already the chiddush of Achayzik Shiyavimta in a vacuum from Daf Chav. We know it where there's two brothers from Daf Chavav. Why do I need it where there are two brothers and each one of the sisters is an erva to one of the brothers? Gemara says, Tzricha, I need it because Yesh Minan Hasan. Had I only had the regular case, Mishum the Ikar Sheni the Muchach, I would have thought that the only time, again, you say this halacha similar to this far that we said in Amad Alf. The only time you say the halacha of Achoisik Shiyavimta, even when there's two brothers, is that at the very least one of the brothers is going to have the din of not being able to do Yibam. Again, Chazal were a little worried in the case of Achoisik Shiyavimta that it looks a little bit like we're not worried about the din of Achois Zakuka. So because they were worried about that, so they said, maybe if there's another brother that's observing the halacha of Achoy Zekuka, so that makes me more comfortable. That allows me now to say that where one is an erva, don't worry about the din of Achoy Zekuka. Aval hacha, but over here, the leka sheni, the kamuchach, but where both of the brothers are not going to be observing the halacha of Achoy Zekuka, why not? Because Asrulas and Muteras, Lev Asrulas and Muteras, each one's going to end up doing Yibam, same aloy. I would have thought maybe you can't have this halacha. Okay, so let it just say the case where the two sisters are each an erva to one of the brothers. Why do you need the case where only one of the sisters is an erva to one of the brothers? Had I only had the case where the two sisters are ervas to two brothers, I would have thought, so maybe over here, it's mutter. You know why over here it's mutter? The reason over here it's mutter is because you see that they're concerned with the halacha of Achay Zekuka, because each one is being told, you could be miyabim this one, you can be miyabim that one. We're being very specific with who they're able to be miyabim. Aval idach loy, but in the other case, where one of them is not going to observe it at all, and the other one's going to observe it, the gamri, maybe there would be different. Tzricha, therefore I have to have both of these cases. And then the Mishnah said, Zuhi sha'amru, V'chulo. The Mishnah concluded, and the Mishnah said, Zui Sha'amru. Our Mishnah is the example of what Chazal were referring to on Daf Chof Amud Aleph of Achos Nakeshi Yevimta, Oichai Letzes, Oimis Yabemis. Again, right, just to play this out. We had the Mishnah on Daf Chof that said, Achos Nakeshi Yevimta, Oichai Letzes, Oimis Yabemis. Which meant that if two sisters fall Yibam, one's an Erva, the Yabam is allowed to be Miyabam, the other sister. The Halacha of Arba Achin doesn't apply. Then the Mishnah of Arba Achin mentioned that Halacha. Clearly, it mentioned it in a case where there's four brothers. That's the case of Arba Achin. One case is where one of the sisters is an erva to one of the brothers. The next case is where both sisters are an erva to one of the brothers. Asru lezeh muteres lezeh, v'asru lezeh muteres lezeh. And then the Mishnah concluded. Oh, now that you know the Mishnah of Arba Achin, Zui Shamru, let's come full circle. Now you have a better appreciation of what the Mishnah meant on Daf Chav, when it said, Achoysek Shiyavimta, Oichay Latzes Lai Misyabem. So Yomar says, Zui lemutei mai. What do we need that line for? We already said it on Daf Chav. We had two additional Hysophis to it. And now again, we have to chazer over to third and more. V'zui sha'amru, achos nekishi yevimto, achay letzah soim yisabemes. So the Gemara says, what's that coming to ma'ayit? Look, the Gemara, l'mute isa mitzvah lazeh, v'isa mitzvah lazeh. You know what's coming to your ma'ayit? It's coming to your ma'ayit, it's a mitzvah. Zuhi sha'amru, only when one is an erva is this halacha true. But if the one wouldn't be an erva, but rather the one would be an isa mitzvah shnias la'rayis, then this halacha wouldn't be true. Now, Issa Mitzvah, I thought we know this already. The Mishnah said, Issa Mitzvah is Chayletzes V'lei Misyabemes. That was three or four lines ago. Mar says, no. It's Lamute, what would be if the two sisters are both Issa Mitzvahs? One is an Issa Mitzvah to one brother, and the other is an Issa Mitzvah to the other brother. I need this last line to tell me that even in that case, the halacha is going to be Chayletzes V'lei Misyabemes, meaning you're not going to have the halacha they are able to do you. The Gemara says, Asulam Ali Hainuach. Why is there an extra chiddish where one is an Issa Mitzvah to one and the other is an Issa Mitzvah to the other? Once I know that Issa Mitzvah is not treated like an erva when it comes to this halacha of Achoysek Yishiyavimta, so what's the difference if it's one brother, if it's two brothers? So the Gemara says, Mali Lechad, Mali Letrei. Gemara says, I'll tell you, I'm out of the time. I would have thought, Kilo, I'm Rinon, Oiki, Issa Mitzvah, Mokim, Isser Erva. When do we say that we don't chew an Issa Mitzvah? We don't treat an Issa Mitzvah like an Issa Erva. That's Eichad Eikelam Igzam Mishum Sheini. That's maybe only when there's another brother, and for the other brother, none of the sisters is an Isser Mitzvah. So that's what we say, that Isser Mitzvah is not treated like an Isser Erva. But we don't have to make the Gzera for the Sheini. Why? Because the Sheini also has one of the Arayas that's an Isser Mitzvah. So anyways, he's not going to be he's anyways going to be able to be miyabim one. So I would have thought that it may be in that case, so maybe each iser mitzvah should be treated like an erva, and each one should be able to be miyabim the other one. That's not something you do. Meaning, the Gemara keeps on coming back to some havamina that maybe iser mitzvah should be treated like an iser erva. And just like a chosik she evimta by an iser erva is chaylatzes oimis yabemes, so too there's a havamina that a chosik she evimta maybe should be chaylatzes oimis yabemes when it comes to iser mitzvah as well. There is such an havamina that the Gemara is entertaining. And being that there's such a havamina that the Gemara is entertaining, so the Gemara felt that it needed to speak out in all the different instances that that's not the case. That's not the case if all there is an Issa mitzvah. That's not the case if there's two brothers where one is an Issa mitzvah to one, but none are an Issa mitzvah to the other. And that's also not the case where there are two sisters and two brothers where one is an Issa mitzvah to one and the other is an Issa mitzvah to the other. In all three of these cases, the halacha is that the Issa mitzvah is not treated like an Issa erva, and the halacha is that the other Yevamo will be asr to do Yibum. From here until the Mishnah is a rerun. It's something that we've seen already. That's the good news. The bad news is, it's a chazara of the Gemara on Daf Tes Amid Beis, which, according to some anyways, is maybe the hardest Gemara Masechtas Yevamos. But again, being that we've seen it already, so we're going to go through it a little bit more quickly. Zok Dehelegi Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav. V'chein Tani Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya said it in a Braisa as well. Again, the Mishnah is talking about where there were four brothers. Arba Achen. Two of them were married to sisters, Reuben and Shimon. Reuben and Shimon both died, they left over no children. So Eshes Reuben and Eshes Shimon both fell to Yibum, to Levi and Yehuda. The Mishnah says, Harei Elu Chaltzis Vloim Misyapnes. Levi and Yehuda have to do Chalitza, they can't do Yibum. What happens if one of the sisters was an Erva to one of the brothers? That brother can do Yibum with the other sister, because the Erva doesn't fall to Yibum. As a result, there's only one sister that fell Yibum. One sister that fell Yibum, you're allowed to do Yibum. The other brother, to whom none of the sisters is an Erva, that's like a classic case where two sisters fall Yibum. He's going to have to do Chalitz. What happens if the two Yevamos that fell Yibum, the two sisters, were both Ervas to one of the brothers? One sister was an Erva to one brother, the other sister was an Erva to the other brother. So it comes out there's only one Yevama that's falling Liyibum to each one of these sisters, to each one of these Yevamim. And as a result, each Yevam will be able to do Yibum. To who? To the one that's not an Erva to him. Or, in Yevamis language, to the one that's an Erva to his brother. But the bottom line is that each one of these Yevamim, in that instance, will be able to do Yibum to one of the Yevamim. Rabbi Yehuda Merav, the Chain Tani Rabbi Chiya said that this halacha that the Mishnah said that if the two sisters are Yevamis, Ha'asur L'zem U'teres L'zeh, Va'asur L'zem U'teres L'zeh, would be true for all 15 of the arayas that were mentioned in the first Mishnah. Chamesh Esrei Noshim Poitres Sarisein V'tzores Sarisein Min HaChalitza Min HaYibon HaTzoy Fa'olam. Any one of those 15 arayas you can plug into this Mishnah. Four brothers, two of them are married to sisters. The two sisters are arayos to the two brothers. One is an erva to one, the other is an erva to the other. Da'aloch is asur l'zem u'teres l'zeh, v'asur l'zem u'teres l'zeh. It works for each one of the 15 arayos. It could be bitay, bas bina, bas ishtay, bas bina, bas bita. It works for eshes ach shelo hayu b'olamo, it works for kalasa. It works for all 15 of the arayos. Now, how exactly does it work? Meaning, it requires a little bit of cheshbon, a little bit of math. So there's a very long Rashi, and daftes amid beis, Rashi explains how it works. That's what that long, famous Rashi is all about. It's about just explaining how this one mishnah that we learned on Chavav Amid Aleph is going to work. It's going to reconcile with all 15 of the arayos. Now, the Gemara on Daf Tes Amid Beis and on the top of Daf Yod Amid Aleph had a little bit of a discussion as it relates to what Rabbi Yehuda Merav said and as it relates to what Rabbi Chiya said. The Gemara now is going to chazer that discussion, but Ein Beis Medrash B'lei Chiddush. At the end of the Daf, we're going to be introduced to God and Asher for the first time in Masechtas Yevamos, believe it or not, and it's just going to be one additional knetch that we haven't seen yet. Talk to Hilgi Gemara. As relates to all 15 of the rais mentioned in Mishnah Beis Amud Aleph, you can say the following. Rabbi Yehuda himself argues. Rabbi Yehuda said this to the name of Rab, but he said, I don't agree with what my Rebbe Rav said. He said that it only works from the erva of Chamoisoyanon. But the first six arayas that were mentioned in the Mishnah, those first six, like, they're not going to work. My time, what's the reason? Because given the bitoy, specifically bitoy, Rashi on the Testament, they said that it means bitoy. Bitoy was the problem. And because bitoy didn't work, so he knocked out the whole set of bitoy. Bitoy, it's really a set. So he knocked out that whole set. But being that bitoy only works by oinsin, of a binasuan like mishkachasla, but by nasuan it's not going to work. Binasuan kamari, by oinsin like kamari, the Mishnah is referring to arayos that work binesuin, not through oinsin, where somebody was ma'anis, and that's the way this erva came into an existence. And being that the Mishnah Daf Chavav, if you wanted to apply it to bita, it would only work if the bas came about through anusasoi, but not through nesuin. So you would be forced to be making the Mishnah. That when the Mishnah means says bita, it means bita me anusasoi, and the Mishnah doesn't mean bita me anusasoi. It can't be. And if Mishnah is not bita me anusasoi, right, but oinsin, like Kamairi, I'm not comfortable with that. So if the Mishnah is not talking about Bita Me'an Usasa, then the Mishnah can't plug into the Mishnah Chavav Amanav. Meaning, the only way you can make the Mishnah Chavav work with Bita is if you tell me that the Mishnah and the Beis was referring to Bita Me'an Usasa, and Rabbi Yehuda said this is not something that I'm comfortable with. And as a result, I agree that almost all of the arayas can work, but the first six I'm excluding because Bita doesn't work, and once Bita doesn't work, I'm knocking out the entire set. Now, why wouldn't Bita work? Why does Bita only work Me'an Usasai? So Rashi explains that the Cheshbon is as follows. What happened? What happened was you have four brothers. These four, two of the brothers are married to sisters. Right? That's the case of our Bo'achin. But now we're adding a layer. It just so happens that the two sisters are both arayos to the two brothers. They're arayos to Levi and Yehuda. What's the erva? Bitoy, right? We're trying to make it work with all 15 arayas. Now we're trying to make it work with Bitoy, the first erva in the Mishnah. Bitoy would then mean that one of the sisters is Levi's daughter and the other sister is Yehuda's daughter. Right? That's the case. Now, if Levi and Yehuda both have daughters that are sisters, by definition, they're sisters min ha'ein. They're not sisters min ha'av. They have different fathers. One is Levi, the other one's Yehuda, right? This is simple math. So obviously, if they're sisters, they're sisters because they have the same mother, which means that Levi and Yehuda, two brothers, fathered children from the same woman. Klar. Now, how's that possible? Levi and Yehuda are brothers. If it happened through Ishus, it can't be. Because Levi and Yehuda, that are brothers, could not have been married to the same woman. Because Levi's wife to Yehuda is an Eshesach. And Yehuda's wife to Levi is an Eshesach. So it's not possible they were married to the same woman. So the only way it's possible is if they fathered a child out of wedlock. It was Me'an Usasai. That's the only way you can have a case where Levi and Yehuda both have daughters that are sisters that are falling Le'ibum to them. So Zok, Rav Yehuda, that being that the only way it's possible to plug Bita into our Mishnah is if it's Bita Me'an Usasai, and B'nesu'in Kamayri, B'ointzon Le'i Kamayri, says for that reason I knock it out. It's actually very simple. Abaya mitargim af bita me'an usasai. Abaya argued. He said what Rabbi Yehuda Merav said. He said what Rabbi Chiya said. He said, no, I disagree. I hope Bita could be included. Why? Because given the Kuchi Mishkachasla, being that at the end of the day it's possible to make Bita work with the Mishnah, albeit only Me'an Usasai, so what? That's not a reason to knock it out of the Mishnah. That's not a reason for not to be included. You're telling me that the Mishnah Chavav doesn't mean Bita because it would force us to say that the Mishnah on Beis Amud Aleph is referring to Bita Me'an Usasai? No, that's not a reason. Aval, but Abaya said, I still don't agree with Rabbi Yudam Arav. I still don't agree with Rabbi Chiyah. I still don't agree that all 15 arayas can plug into the Mishnah Chavav Amaral. Because Aval Eishas Achim Shalei Hoya Bay Lamei Loi. Eishas Ach Shalei Hoya Bay Lamei, that's not going to work. Why not? Because in order to make Eishas Ach Shalei Bay Lamei work, Kivan Da Libid Rab Shimon Uda Mishkachasla, it's going to only work according to Rab Shimon, Aval La Libid Rabbanon Loi Mishkachasla, but it's not going to work according to the Rabbanon, Beplug Da Loi Kamayri, we're not getting involved in anything that's totally in a Machloikis. So, in order to make it, you have to be making that the Mishnah is going according to Rav Shimon. And I don't want the Mishnah to work only according to Rav Shimon, and it's for that reason, and it's for that reason that I'm going to exclude Eishasach Shloi Hoyo Ba'ilamai. So, what does it mean, first of all, Eishasach Shloi Ba'ilamai? We know what Eishasach Shloi Ba'ilamai is, but in order to plug Eishasach Shloi Ba'ilamai into the Mishnah, what it would mean is that, again, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters. The sisters are arayas to Levi and Yehuda. The ervus eishasach shloi hoya bai lamai. One sister is an eishasach shloi hoya bai lamai to Levi. The other sister is an eishasach shloi hoya bai lamai to Yehuda. But the punchline is, the one that's an eishasach shloi bai lamai to Levi is not an eishasach shloi bai lamai to Yehuda. The one that's an eishasach shloi bai lamai to Yehuda is not an eishasach shloi bai lamai according to Levi. The only way it works is hasur lazeh muteres lazeh vasur lazeh muteres lazeh, because that's what the Mishnah said. So really what you need to have is two eishasach shloi bai lamai that are sisters, beseder, we can live with that. The part that's challenging over here is that you want that one should be an eishasach shloi bai lamai to one brother, and the other should be an eishasach shloi bai lamai to the other brother, but hasur lazeh muteres lazeh vasur lazeh muteres lazeh, that's impossible. The reason it's impossible is because which one of these brothers is the older brother, or which one is the younger brother? So they're brothers, right? Levi and Yehuda are brothers. So l'chura, by definition, whoever's the younger brother is going to be an eishasach shloi bai lamai to both of the sisters. So how is it possible that one is going to be an eishasach shloi bai lamai to one brother, but not to the other, and one's going to be an eishasach shloi bai lamai to one and not the other? It's in whoever's the younger brother, both of these yavamis will be an eishasach shloi bai lamai to, right? Just make the cheshbon. One yavam is an eishasach shloi bai lamai to Levi. Okay. Then later there was another brother that was born. The other sister, the other Yavama, became an Eishasach Shloi Bai Lamai to the brother that was born later. Kal v'chaymer, the one that was born, the Yavama that had fallen Yibam earlier, is going to be an Eishasach Shloi Bai Lamai to her. So really, how do you have a case where one's an Eishasach Shloi Bai Lamai to one and not to the other, and one's an Eishasach Bai Lamai to the other and not to the one? The only way you can make that work is according to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon has a chiddush in the world of Eishasach Shloi Bai Lamai that not every Eishasach Shloi Bai Lamai is really an Eishasach Shloi Bai Lamai. The Gemara is going to explain how it would play out. But in short, what is Reb Shimon's shita? Reb Shimon's shita is that the only time you say Eishasach Shloi Bai Lamai is if it was noilad va'achakach yibim. But if it was yibim va'achakach noilad, in that case, you don't say Eishasach Shloi Hoya Bai Lamai. So what's the case of yibim va'achakach noilad? Your classic Eishasach Shloi Bai Lamai is where you had Reuven and Shimon. Or better, you had Reuven. Reuven died. He left over no children. Then Shimon was born. So Shimon and Reuven were never alive at the same time. They never had yeshiva achas ba'olam. As a result, Eishas Reuven is an Eishasach Shloi ba'olam to Shimon. What happens if there was Reuven Shimon? Reuven died, left over no children, and then Levi was born. So Eishas Reuven again is going to be an Eishasach Shloi ba'olam to Levi. Reb Shimon has a shita that if Shimon did yibum before Levi was born, it was yibim Shimon. So then the halach is going to be that Eishas Reuven's not going to be an Eishasach Shloi Hoya Bai Lamai to Levi. Which means in Reb Shimon's world, there is a Hechatimtza where a brother will be born after his brother already died, but the Yavama won't be an Eishasach Shloi Hoya Bai Lamai. So the Gemara understands that the only way you can have this situation where there's two brothers, not twins that were born at the same second, but there's two brothers, and one is an Eishasach Shloi Bai Lamai to one, but not to the other, and one's an Eishasach Shloi Bai Lamai to the other, and not to the one, is if you use Reb Shimon's Yibim V'Achakach Noilad. So Abaye said that being that it only works Eishasach Shloi Bai Lamai according to Reb Shimon, so now you're ready, you're telling me that when the Mishnah says Eishasach Shloi Bai Lamai, he met Reb Shimon, but Plukta Loi Kamairi, and that's why I disagree with Reb Yudam Rab, I disagree with Reb Chia, I don't hold Bekulan Ani Kairbem, it's not something that could work according to all of them. Reb Safra, Metargim, Eishasach Shloi Bai Lamai. Reb Safra said, no, I think it could work even by Eishasach Shloi Bai Lamai. Umishkachas La, and here he explained what, how it would work, Alibi the Reb Shimon, and here he's going to explain why Abaya understood that it would only work according to Reb Shimon, which bothered him. But the bottom line is, why is it that according to Reb Shimon it's going to play out? So the Gemara says, "Mishkachas l'vashita achi." The way it would work is if there were six brothers, Alibi the Reb Shimon, and according to Reb Shimon, the Simonich, and the Simon's going to be Mace. One brother's going to die, Noilad, another brother's going to be born, V'yibim, a third brother's going to do Yibum, then Mace. A fourth brother is going to die. Noilad, a fifth brother is going to be born. V'yibim, and a sixth brother is going to do Yibim. And the Gemara walks through this. Reuven and Shimon were married to two sisters. Levi v'Yehuda nisuin shtei nachriyos. Levi and Yehuda were married to two nachriyos, two women that weren't sisters. Meis Reuven. Reuven died. So again, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. So far, it's the Mishnah of Arba Achim. Reuven died, and after Reuven died, Noilad Yisachar. Yisachar, a fifth brother, was born. Now, Yisachar right now, to Eishes Reuven, is an Eishes Ach Shlei Hayabai Lamai. He can't do Yibam. The Yibam Levi. Okay, Levi was not an Eishes Ach Shlei Hayabai Lamai. It started off with four brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. So Levi went, and Levi did Yibam. Gevaldik. Levi had a right to do Yibam. So Eishes Reuven is an Eishes Ach Shlei Hayabai Lamai to Yisachar. Okay, we know that. That's the way it's going to be forever. But Levi was the one that did Yibam. Mei Shimon. Then the other brother that was married to a sister, right? Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda from the beginning of the story. Shimon died. Noilad Zvulun. Zvulun was born. V'yibem Yehuda. Yehuda did Yibam. Zvulun couldn't do Yibam because Eishes Shimon was an Eishes Ach Shlei Hayabai Lamai to Zvulun. But Yehuda was able to do Yibam. Now, Eishes Shimon is in Eishes Ach Shlei Hayabai Lamai to Zvulun. But she's not an Eishes Ach Shlei Hayabai Lamai to Yisachar, right? Yisachar was born before Shimon died. That's Pashit. But Eishes Reuven, who's now Eishes Levi, is also not an Eishes Ach Shlei Hayabai Lamai to Zvulun. That is a Chiddush, because Zvulun was never alive at the same time as Reuven. However, being that Levi did Yibum to Eishes Reuven, before Zvulun was born, so it was Yibein v'achakach noilad, so Eishes Reuven, who now is Eishes Levi, will never be an Eishes Ach Shlei Hayabai Lamai to Yisachar. So essentially what you have over here is, who was originally Eishes Reuven and Shimon is now Eishes Levi and Yehuda. Eishes Levi is an Eishes Ach Shlei Hayabai Lamai to Yisachar. Yisachar was born after Reuven died, before Levi did Yibum, and Eishes Yehuda is an Eishes Ach Shlei Hayabai Lamai to Zvulun, because Zvulun was born after Shimon had died, before Yehuda did Yibum. But Eishes Levi is not an Eishes Ach Shlei Hayabai Lamai to Zvulun, and Eishes Yehuda is not an Eishes Ach Shlei Hayabai Lamai to Yisachar. Okay, so now you have two brothers that are married to two sisters, right? These are the same two sisters that the previous brothers had been married to. Originally it was Reuven and Shimon. Now it's Levi and Yehuda, where one sister is an Eishes Ach Shlei Hayabai Lamai to one brother, and the other sister is an Eishes Ach Shlei Hayabai Lamai to the other brother. Mesu, Levi and Yehuda, b'lei banim. What happens now if Levi and Yehuda both die and they leave over no children? V'naflu kam Yisachar Zvulun, and they both fall to Yibum, to Yisachar and Zvulun. So what's the halacha? Asru l'zeh, muteres l'zeh, v'asru l'zeh, muteres l'zeh. The halacha is, each one's going to be an Eishes Ach Shlei Lama to the other one. So the one that's my Eishes Ach Shlei by Lama, I can't be Miyavim, but the other one I can. But the other sister over there is gonna be fine. And why is she gonna be fine? Because of it, she's not a, there's no problem of Achay Zakuka, because only one of the two sisters are falling Liyibam. Right? That's the Gemara. And this is really what we had on Daf Tesam and Beis, this is what we had on Daf Yoram and Aleph. These next two lines is the Hisafa. This is the Ein Beis Medrash B'lai Chiddush that we have in our Chav Chesam and Beis. Straight to Gemara Kasha, Lama Li Yibem Yehuda. Why in this case did Yehuda have to do Yibam? Why was it necessary for Yehuda to do Yibam? B'lo Yibam Yehuda Nami Mishkach Asla. L'chura, the same exact thing would have happened if Yehuda would have never done Yibam. Meaning, had Yehuda never done Yibam, what happened? Reuven died, Yisachar was born, and then Levi did Yibam. So Levi's now married to one of the sisters. Then Shimon died. And after Shimon died, Zvulun was born. In the Gemara's case, Yehuda did Yibam. Does Yehuda have to do Yibam? Yehuda doesn't have to do Yibam. If Yehuda doesn't do Yibam, then what you have is two sisters that both fell a Yibam to two brothers. Which two brothers? Yisachar and Zvulun. Now, the two sisters that are falling Liyibum are not from Levi and Yehuda. It's from Levi and Shimon. Eishes Levi is an Eishes Ach Shlei Hayabai Lamai to Yisachar, but not to Zvulun, because it's Yibim v'achakach noilad. Eishes Shimon is an Eishes Ach Shlei Hayabai Lamai to Zvulun, because Zvulun was born after Shimon died, but not to Yisachar, because Yisachar was alive at the same time as Shimon. So you have the same exact case. We have two sisters that fell a Yibum to two brothers, where one is an Eishes Ach Shlei Hayabai Lamai to one, the other is an Eishes Ach Shlei Hayabai Lamai to the other, which is the case of the Mishnah. Why is it necessary for Yehuda to be Miyabim Eishes Shimon? It's an unnecessary step. Without Yehuda ever doing Yibum, you have the same exact case where two sisters fell in Yibum, one's an H. Sachshalay Lama to one, and the other's an H. Sachshalay Lama to the other one. So the Gemara says, you want to know why the Mishnah added Yehuda? The reason we added Yehuda was Mishum Tzara. Because we wanted to tell the case that not only is it possible to have two Eishes Achshalay Hayabay Lama that are sisters, where it's Asur Lazamutaris Lazah, but you also want to have a case where there's two Tzaras Eishes Achshalay Hayabay Lama that are sisters. I am Rashi. With the Tsaris Eishes Achshalay Hayabay Lama are sisters, where it's Asur Lazamutaris Lazah, Asur Lazamutaris Lazah. And the only way that's possible is if there's a Tsaris Eishes Achshalay Hayabay Lama. Where's the Tsaris Eishes Achshalay Hayabay Lama going to be? Do you know where there's a Tsaris Eishes Achshalay Hayabay Lama? If Levi had another wife, and if Yehuda had another wife. But that means Yehuda had to have Don Yibum in order for him to have another wife, in order for there to be a Tzara. If you want to have two Eishes Achshalay Hayabay Lama that are sisters to fully Yibum, you don't need Yehuda to do Yibum. You can have Levi's wife, who was once Reuven's wife, who's the Eishes Achshalay Hayabay Lama to Yisachar, and then you can have Shimon's wife, who's the Eishes Achshalay Hayabay Lama to Zvulun. Where Eishes, Levi's not Eishes Achbay Lomay to Zvulun, because it was even Vachach Noilet, Rav Shimon. And Eishes, Shimon was not Eishes Achbay Lomay to Yisachar, because Yisachar was born before Shimon died. But if you want to have two sisters that are Tsaris Eishes Achbay Lomay, then you can work with Eishes Shimon. Because all of Shimon's wives are Eishes Achbay Lomay. They're not Tsaris Eishes Achbay Lomay. Because Zvulun was born after Shimon died. So if Shimon was married to 17 wives, then all 17 of them are Eishes Achshalay Hayabay Lamay. Where's the Tzaras Eishes Achshalay Hayabay Lamay? In order for that to happen, you need another step. You need Yehuda to marry the Eishes Achshalay Hayabay Lamay. Yehuda has another wife. As Zvulun was alive at the time that Yehuda was alive, so that Yehuda's other wife is not an Eishes Achshalay Hayabay Lamay. But because Zvulun wasn't alive at the same time as Shimon, Shimon's wife is an Eishes Achshalay Hayabay Lamay. So Shimon's wife is the Eishes Achshalay Hayabay Lamay. Yehuda's wife is the Tzaris Eishes Achshalay Hayabay Lamay. That's your case of Tzaris Eishes Achshalay Hayabay Lamay. Now the Mishnah wants to tell me, Bekulon, that what would be if the two Tzaris Eishes Achshalay Hayabay Lamays were sisters and they both fell a Yibum? Now, being that Eishes Levi is only an Eishes Achshalay Hayabay Lamay to Yisachar, not to Zvulun, and Eishes Yehuda, we need Yehuda, is only an Eishes Achshalay Hayabay Lamay to Zvulun, not to Yisachar. So Levi's other wife is only a Tzaras Eishes Achshalay Hayabay Lamay to Yisachar, but not a Tzaras Eishes Achshalay Hayabay Lamay to Yehuda. And Yehuda's other wife is only a Tzaras Eishes Achshalay Hayabay Lamay to Zvulun, but not to Yisachar. What happens if they were both sisters, the two Tzaras Eishes Achshalay Hayabay Lamay? So then the halacha would be a Chayzik. Now, why would we want the Mishnah to be talking even about the Tzaris? It's Pashat why. It's very Pashat why. Because the Mishnah says, Bekulan ani kairbem. It's going back on everything on that base. The Mishnah on that base didn't only mention Erva, the Mishnah mentioned Tzaris Erva as well. So this halach of two sisters that fall in Yibum, where one is an Erva to one, one's an Erva to the other, has to be true for all 15 Arayas and for all 15 Tzaris Ervas. The only way it works for all 15 Tzaris Ervas is if Yehuda does the Yibum. This is Kedai Rechazah, by the way. But it only works if there was a Yehuda that did a Yibum. So if Yehuda did a Yibum, that's the only way it's going to work. Abazak to Gemara, we're not done. Just a few more words. Ma'ata Echos of Ma'ata Kamus of Ereva Echos. No, but the truth is, it's not so hard. And that is, so you're telling me that everything in the Mishnah on Daf Beis has to work with the Mishnah Chavav. So it's not just the 15 Arayas have to work, the 15 Tzaras Arayas also have to work. You know what that means? The 15 Tzaras Tzaras Arayas also have to work. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Nishalayim, how are you going to have two Tzaras Tzaras Arayas of Eishnas Achshalayim by Lami that are going to be sisters, one to one, one to the other, Asur Lezemu Teres Lezeh? So the Gemara says, Ha Teinach Tzara, Abit Tzara, the Tzara, Mayikil HaMeimar. Right, you have three Tzaras in a row. Ha Teinach Tzara, Tzara, the Tzara, Mayikil HaMeimar. So the Gemara, it's not so schwer. You're going to Hadar, V'yaminu Nami God V'asher. Not sure why we skipped on in Naftali, but we jumped to God and Asher. The case would be with God and Asher, there were other brothers to whom there was no Eishes Achshalay HaBay Lamay, there was no Tzaras Eishes Achshalay HaBay Lamay. They went ahead and they were Miyabim the two tsaras eshesach shloi hoya by lamais, they had other wives. They both died with no children. The other wives were tsaras eshesach shloi by lamais. They were also sisters. So you'll end up having the same exact case of asur lezem uteres lezem, asur lezem uteres lezem. Metzah Shem will recap this another day. Next machzer, and we will stop here.